quiz, honey. Which dealership was voted the best place to buy a truck by Press Sentinel readers? Come on now. It was back in February. You need a hint. I'll fess up. It's in Jessup. You give up?
Oh, Mama, I was just playing. Everybody knows it's Woody Folsom Overflow. North First Street here in Jessup. Lim Tootin's our general manager, and he and his staff are knocking themselves out to give you more car for your money and more money for your car.
That's the Woody way. Just get in here and talk to us. We'll take great care of you. Sales, service.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On 995 North at 295, there's been an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. We can see on the traffic cams, there is a lot of backup. 95 North on the ramp to University Boulevard, there's a broken down car. And if you're at 295 South of the Buckman Bridge going into Mandarin, there's another car that's having engine trouble. Lots of rain with thunderstorms today. We'll have a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, but less rain. Overnight, the low, 75.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear. Bridges we burn. We make mistakes. Then we live and learn. When life gets tough. And it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening and viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, today, we're doing a totally different show. I usually have a different style, try to keep it positive. I want to find, and we're going to find the beauty in all of this, I guarantee you, before we end the show. But there's something that's been happening, and I was made aware of this in 2015 when I really totally embraced a holistic lifestyle. Before that, I was dabbling in it, and I would go in and out of it. But in 2015, I went in headfirst, and there's been no turning back. And so I was made aware of a number of holistic doctors that are either missing, murdered, or committing suicide. Many are saying these are mysterious, or that they're very coincidental, and that there's no connection. But Erin Elizabeth, the founder of Health Nut News, has made it her mission to investigate these mysterious events. So what happens? As you know, Anne Baroque had been on my show. We did the Candida Cleanse a couple of years ago. And the next thing I know is she allegedly committed suicide, or she was no longer with us. Now, I know a little bit about Anne, and I started investigating it on the internet, and that's when I learned about Erin Elizabeth and what she had been doing to make this information out in the public. And it's not a suicide, or it's not a murder. And she would make the connections. And I saw her do a report on Anne Baroque. And since then, I've been trying to get her on the show. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am so grateful that Erin Elizabeth is here to share what she's learned about these mysterious, tragic events. Welcome, Erin, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you, Lily. Great honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, I'm going to start very light with you because I want a little bit about the background because people, I'm sure that everybody wants to know about you, Aaron. And so share a little bit about your background and how you became a health nut. And if anybody's going to be called a nut, that's the best nut to be called.
That's right. I agree wholeheartedly. Yes, it was 4.5 years ago, I think, this month. So I started in January 2014. I decided to start Health Nut News. And since I had such a lighthearted name, I never expected to be covering such serious subject matter as this. So for the first year, it was pretty lighthearted and was very, well, I don't know, I got into some very serious subjects, but I was covering more things like genetically modified food and educating people about that and some of the spraying of NALID like we have here for the mosquitoes and possibly what some of the, my readers may think about that. But then in June, actually this month, 3 years ago, 2015, we had a colleague found dead, Dr. Jeff Bradstreet. And my significant other of 9 years, Dr. Mercola, is a holistic doctor. So between the two of us, we knew many of these doctors. So I just saw that they were doing an unfair article on Jeff Bradstreet, like in the Washington Post. And they were so negative in the mainstream, literally calling him a quack and saying that he could have been hurting children when in fact we know so many kids and their parents, that these children that he had helped so much, even go from nonverbal, low functioning that to perfectly healthy and normal teenagers as we see them today. So I decided to write a fair article about Jeff Bradstreet, Dr. Bradstreet. He was a medical doctor. He's found dead in a river and here in the Southeast with a gunshot wound to his chest. And they tried to rule it suicide almost within hours. I do a fair article. And then we had two more here in Florida, two holistic doctors found dead on the same day, same weekend on Father's Day. All three were fathers, all Father's Day weekend. Mm. And that's really, it just snowballed from there to make a very long story short. And again, I had thought about doing more things on health and fitness and lighthearted things, hence the name, but it just became more serious quickly, especially with so many of our own friends and colleagues dying.
Yeah. And one of the reasons I say I don't normally do a show like this is usually I have evidence or facts or anything like that to kind of like prove that what we're talking about is real. But the reality is there's a lot of misinformation out there, Aaron. And I'm so grateful that you have joined us to share some of the things that you have learned and how we can, you know, help protect some of these holistic doctors that are setting themselves above and beyond what they signed up for. And we're going to continue our conversation with Aaron Elizabeth of Health Nut News. Did I say that new? Health Nut News? Yep. Health Nut News. There we go. When we return, worldwide with YouNeedAFriend.com. I'm so discombobulated. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
everybody. My name is Kelly Gallagher. I'm a 5-time cancer survivor powered by my 6th pacemaker and a new heart valve. How did I get well? I have the most amazing, incredible, integrative, alternative, complementary, adjunct, and functional medicine doctors that you could ever imagine. And they're all at getyourlifebacknow.live. 2 days. 16 doctors, news you can use. They have all the solutions of how you can take power and charge of your own personal healthcare.
And if you'd like to purchase this product, please go to getyourlifebacknow.live.
Have you been injured on the job and don't know what to do? Attorney Terry Bird in Jacksonville, Florida, will explain your benefits under the workers' compensation laws. He has helped clients for over 28 years, and there are no costs or fees unless a recovery is made. Call Terry to learn more, 904-731-0990. That's 904-731-0990 or at lawbyrd.com.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. And today's teacher is Erin Elizabeth of Health Nut News. You can go to healthnutnews.com to learn a little bit about this. Now, the information that we're talking about is, it's not been proven. These are theories, and there's so many coincidences, so many wonderful doctors no longer with us because of all of a sudden dropping dead when they were healthy or being found murdered in a very short period of time. Now, Erin is the expert. Everywhere that you go and you want to learn about these docs, she's taken it upon herself to do more of this research. It started, her website started to be fun-loving, health nut news. And, you know, like I said before, if you're going to be called a nut, a health nut is the best compliment to be called. And so this turned out about the same year that I started really diving into 100% embracing holistic health. This is when this has all started happening. That's not a coincidence, Erin. I didn't do it. I promise.
Right,
I didn't
know.
Do it.
I know. Right.
But 2015, that's when I became aware. Now, wow. Back then in 2015, I received a text from my cousin, who is an orthomolecular scientist, saying that there were like 180 doctors. And now, what is the count at this point? One doctor is too much.
We are at 90. There is another kind of a list, so to speak, and I never like that term, but for lack of better words, of scientists, microbiologists, all different types of scientists who had died mysteriously. But this is more on the holistic doctors, and these doctors were really like Anne Baroque was obviously well known. She was a naturopath, I should say. Mm-hmm. She's not an MD.
She was an ND.
An ND, not a DC. So she wouldn't be a DC or an MD or even a DO. But she was very well known, and we had even some who were, bestsellers. Their books were absolute bestsellers. Some had just. One was a personal friend of Dr. Oz, had been on numerous times on the show and was a friend of ours at the top of the world, and then found dead on his property where they said suicide. And most many of his colleagues, patients, friends are still in disbelief about that. But we have so many. So we're at 90 now, and I'm just kind of just been deciding whether we had another one who died, 91, if I would include him as number 91. But we're definitely at 90 and under 3 years. We're just in a few days, it'll be the anniversary or next week of the death. The third, gosh, it seems like it was yesterday, but it would be 3 years ago with the death of Dr. Bradstreet.
So. Well, Dr. Bradstreet, there's a connection there with me as well. I have a really good personal friend whose son was diagnosed with not only ADHD, but he had autism, had so many different at one point they thought that he had Asperger syndrome and they wanted to medicate him, but my friend decided to take him to Dr. Bradstreet. He was in Melbourne at the time. This is where I'm at. Okay. And this young man has just graduated from high school, Eagle Scout, and never took medication. And she
attributes. They made sure that they got rid of his toxins. They did food modifications. They did all that. That is not hocus pocus. That's what doctors are supposed to do. And he left Florida because of, you know, all the pressures doctors have if they go outside the box. And he moved to, where is it, Georgia?
So they were, yes, they were just in Atlanta area. And yes, and then they had gone on an excursion for the weekend, kind of Father's Day weekend, or just right around, just before the actual holiday, I believe. And right, because it would have been that later that weekend that two more doctors died on the same day. And the room wasn't ready, the hotel room, and he went ahead and bought some Perrier, some wine. And I was on Discovery Channel with a forensic scientist who I just talked to the other day, who said not only do the forensics show that he didn't kill himself, but nobody, and this forensic scientist who's been doing this many years, said usually you wouldn't have somebody working in a lot of crime cases buying wine and bottled water, which is always hard to find water at the hotel when you're traveling. So he bought water and all those things just because the room wasn't ready, and he was meeting with his wife. I think they took separate vehicles there, and so he tried to check in. So this would have been on the spur of the moment, where then his car is found alongside the road and he's found shot to death in a river, and it wouldn't have been super close range, so they say he would have had to hold the gun way out. And this medical doctor, as you would know, would have access to any type of medications or any type of pills or something to take his life much more peacefully than standing in the middle of a river, in a raging river. And it was actually in North Carolina.
North Carolina. That's right. I didn't know if he lived in North Carolina or he was visiting there. So this was the first doctor that I became aware of. And of course, you know, Dr. Jeff Bradstreet was loved by many, and so much. And I remember reading about the GoFundMe. His family knows without a doubt that he would never, ever, ever commit suicide. Yes, so they have, so what has happened since then? What have they discovered about Dr. Bradstreet's death?
Well, I had interviewed them before we ended up all together on the show. And I believe, so it would have been his brother, his sister-in-law, his daughter, his former wife, but still close, and the mother of his children. I mean, so all of us were on the show. Mm-hmm. And since it's just been still up in the air, from my understanding, the last I spoke to them, we stay in pretty good contact, was that the case is still open, but they won't close it yet. So it's not closed. Initially, they thought suicide, but now it's still open, and no word as to what's happening or if they're going to close it. And it's very strange to have a case, the first in this unintended series, as I call it, still open 3 years later, where we don't have answers. And I just think that I think an investigation should continue, in my opinion, to find out what really happened. And with so many of these doctors, but at least with his case, it's still being investigated. But unlike Dr. Bradstreet, Anne Baroque's case, from what I understand, was closed immediately. And so, it's very, very
sad. So with Anne Baroque, they said the family accepted that this was a suicide. This was not associated with this.
Right. They had initially said that it was a natural death. And then my readers, when I did share, I was the first to do a story on it and was very kind. And
you are on it. You are on it.
Yeah, and it was just, and it's strange that this happens, but the family said that it was, and she was in Los Angeles, lived in LA, as you know, Studio City. The family said it was natural causes. Then the report came out of the autopsy, and then other sites that were more crime sites jumped on just the fact, oh, wow, this woman had killed herself. And I wrote the family, I said, guys, I just have to let you know, because we were in contact, that they'd asked me, hey, could you just calm your readers down, let them know that it was natural. But I'm like, now there's a suicide, an autopsy saying suicide. So, and then they immediately shut down her page, shut down everything. Actually didn't, I don't know if they wrote me after that, because they couldn't. We were communicating through Facebook. They took her whole Facebook page down. And then I had to do that very almost tearful video, just explaining to everyone that it wasn't natural. It was alleged suicide by hanging. And people like you who knew her were absolutely shocked.
I remember reaching out to you at that time saying, you know, I couldn't believe it. At the same time, she had acknowledged in our show many times that she had dealt with depression, but I don't believe that she was currently depressed, but anyway, it was how I felt about it was that it was suicide. But then again, everybody has their own demons that they have to deal with. It doesn't mean that this was connected. It just so happened that that was just one of many that we've been experiencing like this. So with that in mind, there's a lot of like I went to Snopes.com and they maintain that there's no connection with any of this. So there's so much. How do you keep balance? How do you stay so focused, Aaron, when it comes to trying to continue to make these connections when everybody's saying, oh, coincidence, oh, it's not connected? Have you discovered a connection?
I have never tried. I've always maintained that I just want to list every, just as a journalist, be very factual, list every death and all the information that I can find either from the family or sometimes from authorities on each death. And then things happen like with Ann Broke, where it turns out it was alleged suicide, not natural. But I have never... At this point, I think we'll be doing this in the future. I have signed a film deal in Los Angeles only because I want, if they're going to make a film about it regardless, then I want it to be done right. So I, you know, have a producer credit. I've asked for no money, but I don't want some film being made in Hollywood that just turns out to be, you know, totally
showing these quacks.
Misinformation. Yes, and yeah, exactly. And as far as Snopes, I mean, I think that the first story they ever did on one of the doctors, I had to call them out in a video for putting the wrong place where one of the doctors was missing, where he was missing, and they quietly corrected it, did not apologize. And as you may have heard, they have been begging for money. They raised almost $1 million. They're asking, begging for money from the readers, and have almost been shut down, and lots of infighting within their company. And they've been known in the past many times, even called out by scientists and had to change things on their sites that were in a site that was incorrect. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know how these, a couple of people and their cat anointed themselves of, and I love cats, but a god of what's true and false, but they've been wrong. But I have never said that there's no definitive information. You know, it's nothing definitive for me to say that they're connected. But I think if we just look at some of the individual deaths, let alone the fact that so many of the doctors, they did know each other and some worked together on occasion. But if we look at each individual case, it's just so mystifying. I mean, besides Ann Baroque and Dr. Bradstreet, so many others where now the cases are being reopened. So we have one, Dr. John Marshall, his wife is an osteopath, and she says she's trying to be silenced. An officer on the case said that they tried to tell him to stop investigating. It was ruled an accident that he fell into a river. It was a fourth generation Marine, two tours of duty in Afghanistan. He had survival training. The guy was working out at the gym before it got light out, and then he's going to go on a jog along the river. If he tripped and fell in, that man could have probably got out with chains around him, let alone. So I think that now people are understanding that this was a homicide, not an accident.
Yeah, and then there were the two doctors that leapt from their office in Manhattan.
Glenn Scarpelli, just less than, I think, just would have been a matter of months ago. Glenn Scarpelli and his wife that were on Madison Avenue but jumped onto the side street, 33rd Street, and left typed little notes in Ziploc baggies in their pocket. So very saying, oh, sorry, we had a wonderful life, but we had a little financial problem. A couple $100,000 in debt, and they are in Manhattan. That's probably, I would imagine that's...
So move, right? So move. Yeah. That's not an excuse to jump out of a window and they have two teenagers. That's right. They left two teenagers behind. Yeah. So I understand. It doesn't make sense. So here's the thing. There's a lot of speculation that this could be about vaccine injuries, that this could be about the, I'm trying to think, it's the GC math. And there's so many different things that people are saying that it could be. And so I wanted for our next segment, because I know that the explanation of this would be too long to start on it. But on our next segment, I want to talk about this GC math and why people are trying to, the United States has blocked it. It's helping people there they've prohibited it. Yeah. So there's so many things that are happening that we don't know. And again, I promise you, we're going to find the beauty in all of this, because hopefully is that we're going to start listening and taking our life back. And whatever it takes, we can do this together. We are, have strength in numbers. So we're going to continue our conversation with Erin Elizabeth when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The search will resume for six people missing after a tourist boat capsized and sank on a lake in Branson, Missouri. 11 people were killed. Lots of cleanup ahead for people in parts of central Iowa, a region swept by a string of tornadoes. 17 people were injured, although all of the injuries are being described as minor. A heartbreaking case in Houston. A 3-year-old boy has died after being left in a hot daycare center van for 3.5 hours. Harris County Constable Alan Rosen says police are questioning the bus driver and a chaperone. President Trump is inviting Russian President Putin to the White House this fall for a second meeting. The Kremlin says it's considering the invitation. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 96 points. NASDAQ futures 10 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On 995 North at 295, there's been an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. We can see on the traffic cams, there is a lot of backup. 95 North on the ramp to University Boulevard, there's a broken down car. And if you're at 295 South on the Buckman Bridge going into Mandarin, there's another car that's having engine trouble. Lots of rain with thunderstorms today. We'll have a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, but less rain. Overnight, the low, 75.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water, a third-generation family business for over 65 years, and your local authorized Kinetico dealer. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood, heard at 11:30 a.m. daily. Dr. Youngblood deals with current issues from a biblical worldview. Don't miss this broadcast, heard at 91.7 and also 100.3 FM. Let's Face the Issues is a broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, in the Mandarin community. Shaba Furniture Store is open on the south side, and furniture buying was never so easy. Shaba Furniture Store, 3917 Southside Boulevard, is open 7 days a week with up to 50% off furniture for every room in the house. Don't pay double. Shop Shaba for living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture. Shaba Furniture Store will even deliver and take away your old furniture. Same day delivery available. Shaba Furniture Store with grand opening prices. 3917 Southside Boulevard, phone 904-379-3799.
This is the best in talk radio. This is the Dave Ramsey Show.
In a legal filing submitted last week, the Education Department suggested that borrowers could not rely on the program's administrator to say accurately whether they qualify for debt forgiveness. So the administrator hired by the federal government says that you qualify, but the federal government comes back and goes, no, not so fast. Unbelievable.
Afternoon at 2 on 100.3 The Biz.
Here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. I am your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is an honor to be able to bring this information to you. We are heard worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. And today, my goal is that we learn from one another. And today's teacher is Erin Elizabeth. She is the founder of Health Nut News. It is amazing. Once you take the red pill and you dive into that rabbit hole, the things you find, the things that you never thought you'd be looking under. And that's why taking 100% responsibility of our life is so important. If you take one word about this show, is ownership, responsibility, because guess what? We're responsible for everything that happens in our life. And the good news is that if we create it and you don't like it, we could make it what we want. We can uncreate it and start all over again. Reinvent yourself. Learn a new truth, which is what we talk about on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. So I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. And if you haven't done so, do it right now. Now. Go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber. When you do that, the show goes directly to you, and we can continue this conversation of 100% responsibility. So the show doesn't end when I say goodbye. The show continues. And if you ever have a question, if you ever have a need, you're welcome to call me at 407-373-5959. But for now, going on whenyouneedafriend.com, you get lots of free gifts. And you get to find out who's going to be on the show, who's going to be our teacher, what's happening. And it's so easy. You can click on the YouTube video button and subscribe there. You can click onto my social media buttons and like me there. You can go to my podcast, iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, click there. And you can subscribe and we can stay connected 24/7. But there's this thing that I want you to do. I want you to go to my sponsors page, because without my sponsors, this show would not go on. And so I want you to go to my sponsors, figure out how you can support them the way they're supporting the show. So let's all learn together. That's what this goal, the goal is, to learn together. And I'm really grateful that Erin Elizabeth is teaching us, catching us up on what's happening with our holistic doctors who have stepped outside the box. They have lived outside the box. And we really don't know what's happening. We just need to be aware. We're not trying to scare anybody. We're trying for you to be aware. Just be considerate. Consider these doctors and what they're doing. So, Erin, thank you so much for being on the show today and for sharing what you've learned. You know, I was saying to you that, you know, it's amazing the things that we think we're going to do. Let's start a nice little blog, or let's start a nice website, healthnut.news.com. Next thing you know, you're reporting on some serious issues. Now, as you're doing this, how do you stay balanced? How do you not look over your shoulder all the time? Because you're the one that's putting all these connections as well. So.
Sure.
How do you stay balanced?
I think it was a little to sign of the scales, but we had two hurricanes hit us in 11 months, and we're on a barrier island. So I think that it's been a learning process about being balanced. And I think for a while, I'm very open about the fact that I probably sacrificed my health a bit because I became so involved in those stories, and especially the doctors, talking with so many family members, just really... I guess some might say I'm more empathic than I'm very empathic. So I was just a little bit wrapped up, but now I am doing better at taking breaks and learning to delegate things out and help other people like that. So, but it is tough. Although I only see a fraction of what these families are going through, but talking with so many of them and writing on 90 doctors, it's been, I can only imagine what the family members and their loved ones must be going through, having lost, you know, a dear family member. And I think it was important what you said earlier too about that we look for the positive. And when I do a lot of public speaking around the country, I'm always to doctors, sometimes a couple, 3,000 doctors in an audience. I will say that it's all about being brave and that we keep carrying their voices on because they no longer have a voice. So that keeps me going, even though it's such a negative issue. I think it is something that needs to be covered, despite that it is not always the most positive thing. And we always remember the doctors as well, that the great work they were doing, and remember that because they're such extraordinary, each and every one of them were such extraordinary people.
Yeah.
And remembering the great work that they did, like Dr. Bradstreet and all the others.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about Dr. Bradstreet and highlighted some of the other doctors, but I looked everywhere, Aaron, for all the names. I wanted to highlight all of them. I wanted to write their names down. Do you have a list of all these doctors, the 90 doctors?
Yeah, it can be found. I made a shortened link for it, and it's I have people doing their dissertations or PhDs, a student here at the Academy that I didn't know that's doing his final paper for graduation, from, I guess, is it high school or eighth graders, high school? It's very strange, all the different ages that are covering this, but it's healthnutnews.com/recap. So that is the official place where I have and had a couple editors help me on that, because admittedly, I'm not a great editor at all. So it has listed 1 through 90 with all the information, the dates on each one, their full name, age, and then the links to the stories that I did on them. And then those links will take you to the links mainstream did. Because the other thing that oddly happened is that people said it was a hoax. I had somebody write one of the network affiliates. I don't remember if it was ABC or CBS. And they wrote back and said, well, they said, would you do a story on this? And they forwarded me the whole email. It was obviously real. And they said, well, the good news or the bad news is we've seen that thing by the woman, and it's all a hoax. They're all alive. And I thought, oh my gosh.
They're all alive?
Yeah. So there's unfortunately rumors that, because people say it's not true, that they think that it's a hoax and that it never happened. So when a few of the stories have gone very viral, I'm always met with those people who will post and say, how dare you do this? You know, these people are alive. You're posting their pictures. And unfortunately, no, they really have all passed. Even to a bicycle ride away from us. We've been in their homes. They've been in our homes. So yeah, they really have died. These are not, they're real funerals. These doctors really did pass. And I'm not sure. It's just, I think with going now on 3 years, which blows my mind, I think that it's just that rumors get started and things like that. So, yeah. But being balanced, I think that I've been able to step back from it a little bit. Although still all those details are in my head, just the mysterious details from Dr. Gonzalez, you know, who they said he was Suzanne Summers' doctor, Carol Alt, supermodel's doctor. And we've interviewed both of them, his former patients, but where they said it was a heart attack. And then his wife, who's a friend of mine, did the autopsy. And they said, despite the initial belief, it's not, his heart is great. They have he was young, healthy, no cause of death.
Have they done any research on toxicology to find if there's any arsenic or, I mean, that's what they did with, Max Gerson. They tried to kill him because of the information that he was doing. He survived the first time, but the second time, I don't think he survived.
Yeah, well, that's right. And it was so sad. And I know that he'd had attempts on his life before he did, was ultimately killed. That's what I hear. And with Dr. Gonzalez, I know that they say that I was, and I hope it's okay to say that they saved samples and hoping to maybe later find a cause of death, but at this point they hadn't, which is, yeah, it's really frightening. But then with others, I mean, some are outright murders and some are really hard to believe that they would be suicides or accidents. And again, some cases are being reopened, like Dr. Marshall's, which is good. So we hope that they'll find answers as to what really happened, the whole story, and whether they're connected or not. I don't know what we will find or what the future holds, but I think that the families especially deserve answers, since some of them, some are just want to probably, I think some are maybe have different opinions than others, but there's some families out there who really want to know what happened, and they're not going to stop until they find out.
Absolutely. And, you know, we were talking about good news and how we can find the good news in this. And one of the good things about you taking this torch and keeping their memory alive and saying, hey, there's more than meets the eye, is that the same thing that happened to the documentary Vax. The documentary Vax, they had been kicked out of, is it Tribeca? Tribeca, and they had so much publicity that people started going, well, tell us about this movie, tell us about this documentary. So you're keeping this memory alive, keeping us aware that there could be, just consider that there could be a connection with all of this. And if you're not 100% sure that there isn't, then there's still a possibility that it could be. And before I said, before Aaron, I wanted to talk about the globulin component microphage. I'll just say this, GCMAF, the GCMAF. And again, we're going to the end of the break, but I promise you, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about some of the wonderful things these doctors have been working on that we need to learn more and do more shows about. And so we're going to continue our conversation with Aaron Elizabeth of Health Nut News. Go to healthnutnews.com to learn more. And we're going to continue our conversation worldwide when we return. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
150 million. More about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
When you or a family member is in trouble with the law, it affects the entire family. At times like these, we need an advocate that will listen and guide us. Let me introduce you to Jacksonville criminal defense attorney, Kate Messick. Big or small, your case is her priority, and she will treat you like family. To learn more, call 904-619-2510. That's 904-619-2510 or MESICLaw.com. Office, Jacksonville.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is Erin Elizabeth of HealthNutNews.com. For those of you who want to learn more about this, we all like a murder mystery. We all love to, but not when it's real. This is real stuff that's really happening. This is impacting people. This is, so much that's going on. And so I just want to make sure that, I've got a call coming in. And remember that Skype call that I was going to do? It's coming in right now. Okay. So I'll just let it go. But anyway, so one of the things I want to talk about, one of the things that I read that everybody had in common was this thing called GCMOF. And can you explain what GCMOF is and what it's being used for?
Sure. And I always say I'm a journalist, not a scientist. And I was actually lecturing about GCMOF about 2-3 years ago, but now some of it, some of the information might evade and I may not remember, but GCMOF is naturally occurring in all our bodies. And with cancer patients or autistic patients, they may have higher levels of NAGLase. And the GCMOF, they say, are kind of like little Pac-Man in there in your body that can go in and eat up those cancer cells, or like for cancer patients, for instance, who may have high levels of NAGLase, and it goes in and eats those up. And so we have naturally occurring levels in all our body, but some people have lower levels than others and will do things to stimulate that, and even going as far as to use GCMOF, where they would have it from either derived from bovine, from, like the cows, mm-hmm. or from human blood, honestly. So Dr. Bradstreet was openly using that on his patients before, but then the United States made that illegal because he was having such success with his patients using the GCMOF. And I don't mean to continually mention him, but there was kind of this rumor started by a man who said he was a doctor, but he's really not a doctor, but is kind of a salesman, who did this video tour at the beginning saying that he had all this information and they're all working together and he knew. And one of the families wrote him and said, hey, if you know this information, we want to find out, what happened to our brother. And he kind of wrote back a misspelled email, not saying he was sorry for their loss, and cut him off, but kind of in a very abrupt, kind of short, rude email. But the bottom line is that some of the doctors may have been using it, but family members have come to me continually saying I'm not, and that was not on my site. It was, I don't know where it started, with a YouTuber or something saying that they were all working together and using this. And while some of the doctors knew each other and some may have used GCMOF in their practice, some of the most famous ones, and I'd say the majority, weren't. But not to say that there isn't, and we even agree with some of the family, there isn't always some truth to a rumor, so some families may have. So now they've outlawed doctors using it in the U.S. So Dr. Bradstreet was traveling to Russia to Kiev, I believe, to use it for his patients there because he couldn't legally do so in the United States, although people can still get it brought in, I think, through Japan, but they'd have to either do the injections themselves, so it's a bit risky.
There was a place in Italy that got raided that was also producing that.
Oh yeah, and I think that it's a very true. Again, there's always a little bit of truth to every rumor, and I do believe some of the doctors were using it. I don't know that many who were, but that it is. They're trying to shut down. They also shut down a clinic in the United Kingdom, and they shut down the one, I think it was in Switzerland, that Dr. Bradstreet was working with, saying that a few patients had died, but they were late stage cancer patients. Sure, we have people die every day in the hospital, unfortunately, who had cancer, but that doesn't mean you know, you shut the hospital down. So
I mean, we lose so many to chemotherapy and radiation, and nobody's shutting that down.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that the GC math is truly helpful. And I do believe that that Dr. Bradstreet was getting his patients better, whether they were, had autism or whether they had cancer, that he was putting them into remission from both those things. And then there were other doctors who were doing it, like Dr. Gonzalez, who put stage four pancreatic cancer patients into remission. And at his funeral, he's practiced in Manhattan, but they had the funeral in Connecticut. It was full of stage four pancreatic cancer. What's the chance of living that 2 to 3, maybe 5% that were there 20 years later in remission? So yeah, I mean, many of these doctors were, and Dr. Bruce Hedendahl out of Boca Raton, so many were putting there, and he had a PhD from Harvard in nutrition as well as being a DC, wasn't just a chiropractor. And I talk to these patients all the time where they're saying he may not have been using GC math, and according to his loved ones, he was not. But he had a protocol that was putting those patients into remission. And I think that is a big piece of the puzzle as to perhaps why they died suddenly, if there were a connection with all of these. Because he just won a gold medal that day and was completely healthy, fit, amazing looking, this man. And yeah, found dead in his car.
Yeah, Dr. Gonzalez's wife accepted an award for him at the Doctors Who Rock, as well as Erin Elizabeth, who accepted an award herself for the work she is doing to discover what the connection is, why these people that are healthy, and all the murders that are happening as well, one after another. Florida seems to be a targeted state, although Georgia also, in doing the research, seems to have been up against, you know, with the same connection with these doctors. But, you know, so we just want to make people aware, not to scare anybody, but to just consider, you know, to stand up for these doctors, pat them on the back, let them know that, you know, they're doing things that are outside the norm, and they're making a difference. They really are. We just need to know that there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I wanted you to hear it from Erin Elizabeth, who is putting together all this information. Erin, it's wonderful that you are doing this, and you know, you talk about how you've sacrificed your health at times, because I asked about the balance and how you keep balance, and you've sacrificed your health to bring this. I can tell that you have a passion, and I want to honor that passion. I think it's wonderful when we find why we were created. You know, there's so many things that we do. There's so many things that you've done through your website, but to find that it's like, why can't I just stop doing this? It's because you've taken over their voice. Well, thank you for that.
Well, thank you. No, and as you say it out loud, I think, oh gosh, but I think also too, my point is that I guess that I don't recommend that to anybody, because to stay true to my authentic self, if I'm representing natural health, then I want to take care of myself, which I'm doing now. But I think sometimes everybody will, for different reasons, sacrifice it. But it was just such a passion of mine, and for the other holistic practitioners, doctors, whatever their naturopaths, whatever their title might be, that they won't be afraid to speak up, and if anything, turn up the volume and keep getting that message out to the people, because now we need them more than ever.
Absolutely, we do. And so we need for you to stay healthy, and so that you can continue doing the work you do. And as an empath, speaking to another empath, I would encourage you to keep things outside of your body, because we can feel the pain that other people feel. And when we feel the pain, it changes our immune system. We need to be healthy so that we can continue the work that we've been ordained to do as well. You know, that we feel that this is our mission, this is our purpose, to spread the good news. So what is the good news, Erin Elizabeth? What is the good news?
I think the good news is, Lillian, that there are more than ever now, people are, they are opening their eyes to alternative health. And it really, I don't know if it should be called alternative. I like to say maybe natural health, or even traditional, if you look at acupuncture.
I call it proactive.
Proactive. I love it. Yes. And there, that more than ever now, people would like to, they're opening their eyes, because they realize with the opioid crisis and everything else that that in so many people losing their loved ones to cancer after they're doing what exactly what they're told when they catch it early and doing the chemo and radiation, that people want alternatives, so to speak, or maybe to go back to our roots. I saw somebody post the other day, this is about, they said, look, this is an old pharmacy from 1910, and it was all in, everything was intact, and they had all the essential oils and the herbs and the homeopathics and all the different natural treatments that they were doing and helping people get better. And I think that we're moving back towards our roots, which is a good thing, and that this will bring attention to that, not only the great work the doctors were doing, but hopefully find out what happened.
Very good. And I do appreciate everything that you're doing to make us aware of this. And to you, my listeners and our viewers, you know, this is information that I had heard about, and it just like was in the background until Anne Baroque. And I want to acknowledge Anne Baroque, who's come on this show many times to help us heal and balance our bodies from candida. And we've got to keep on keeping on. And so that's my advice to you again, Erin Elizabeth, thank you so much. And to you, my viewing friends and my listening friends, please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological,